Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
01201.
That was 01201?
Yes.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Ruby Ross.
That's R-O-S-S?
Yes.
And your first name was Ruby, R-U-B-Y?
Ruby, R-U-B-Y. Uh-huh.
Let me see. Okay, do you have an account with this, ma'am?
No, I was just on the computer, and it said I won a KitchenAid, the KitchenAid sweepstakes, and it said I won the mixer. But I don't feel comfortable, like, paying the $2 online, so I was wondering if I could pay it with you.
Oh, or no, ma'am. It has to be done online. Now, this is a sweepstakes offer, but however, without an account located, I don't know the specific offer you are signing up for. So I would just advise you to read the terms and conditions thoroughly so you can fully understand what you are signing up for.
Yeah, is it, do you know anything about that KitchenAid sweepstakes? Is it a fraud or?
Okay, well, we are a third-party call center that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors. And without an account located, I don't know what specific offer you're signing up for.
It just said I won a KitchenAid appliance from the KitchenAid sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So I would just advise you to read the terms and conditions thoroughly.
I did, and it just said you can. There's no cost except for the $2 shipping, and I try to read it and everything, but you never know. That's why I just figured I'd call your customer service line and see if it was fraud or not.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Yeah.
But I won't know unless I have an account located.
Okay, so I guess I'll just skip it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.